we steal you for a second? Welcome to Roses Tell All, a podcast where we talk about everything related to the Bachelor franchise. I'm Tubes, and with me are my co-hosts, Bachelor Sam.
Hello.
And Bachelor Jen.
Hi.
So, welcome everybody to an awesome episode.
Yeah.
That was a really good episode.
This episode was amazing.
Oh my gosh, it reignited my passion and love for this franchise.
Before we get started, I want to apologize for not posting last week's episode.
If you noticed.
If you noticed.
Yeah.
Life is hard sometimes. Sometimes life gets in the way.
This episode's better anyway, so yeah. It's time to get
Great. I had stuff going on, and things happen. So sorry.
But took now it's time to get fucking wild.
It is. I cannot believe it's only episode 4, and shit is this crazy.
Oh, that's true.
I'm in love.
But there's like a there's a wave to the way the show goes, I feel like. Where it gets really crazy and then it calms down because things are more serious, and now it's dramatic because you're like, oh my gosh, who does she actually like?
I feel like it's never gonna stop this season. I don't know.
I want it to just keep going.
This
honestly
is the best fucking season in my opinion.
I don't think it's I don't think it's gonna stop because we know who makes it towards like the end. And so that makes things more dramatic.
Right. And I think we can talk about spoilers because this is a spoiler podcast. Why not?
This is a spoiler podcast in case you weren't.
Yeah, we're gonna talk about them. They're fun. Did you notice in the opening scene when they were, you know, they like picture or they show them all kind of just sitting around bullshitting at the mansion before Chris Harrison comes in? Like, John Paul Jones was wearing the Big Lebowski sweater, like the exact one.
Oh, really?
It really tied the room together.
That rug, But no, he was wearing the like the exact one. And
love that for him.
I think that
goes to show his personality, definitely.
No, he's just so funny. And then Sweet Mike was like, hey, y'all, can we talk about how good Hannah looked last night? And I'm like, Mike, yes.
Mike, I would listen to you talk about anything.
There was this meme, and I think we've all seen it, but it's where, like, it's the Kylie Jenner, like, pregnant.
And the next thing I knew, I was pregnant.
When it talks about Mike, like, saying something, and then it's like, and next, pregnant. And I'm like, yeah, that's all of us.
Mike, I love you. Mike, I love you.
Mike has babies all over America right now because you're all
pregnant. The one who had the few?
Wait, that might be an insult. Not to be like weird about it.
Was he the one who had the the future baby daddy tattoo like embroidered in his jacket?
Oh yeah, he did. Okay, so I'm talking about it then.
Mike can get it.
Hot. He can get it. And then Chris Harrison comes in. He's like, "Hey, you guys, we got an hour to pack your bags. Hannah's already gone. We're going to Rhode Island."
Yeah.
And you're like, okay.
East Coast, Northeast.
Fucking cool, I guess.
Best, wicked, fucking awesome. It's going to be fucking great.
We're all naturally East Coasters, technically. So, right?
Technically.
Fucking awesome.
I'm an East Coaster, but.
I was born Florida there. Counts. I didn't stay there long, but
it all counts. Don't worry.
It all counts.
We're all East Coasters.
It doesn't come out in the wash.
I'm gonna break out the Boston accent for this.
Newport is fucking gorgeous. Good for them.
If you haven't been to Newport, you gotta go.
You gotta get a Narragansett. You gotta pocket cat. I'm bad at that. I'm sorry.
So you pocket cat and have you can pocket cat and have it yet.
Everyone in Boston's going to come fucking fight me now.
I'd give the god a quarter.
Like, I heard what you said on that podcast.
That's New York. Never mind. Fuck.
Yo, I was listening to that podcast.
Yo, deep dish. There's this commercial and they're talking about deep dish pizza and this guy with a New York accent just yells, yo, deep dish.
I was like, no, deep dish.
And then you're like, this is Chicago. Like, what are you talking about?
The funny part is, like, they're talking about different styles of pizza, and some person goes, oh, New York style. And then the guy with the New York accent goes, no, deep dish.
Yeah. And you're like, what the fuck just happened?
I need to watch the commercial.
Yeah. So now
it's a Domino's commercial.
Me and Tube's other friend, come on, and we'll all start eating. Like, we're just anywhere we are for, like, yo, deep dish. And then all of us just.
No, deep dish.
Anyways,
I'm obsessed with it. We'll post it on the Instagram.
Yeah, maybe people will understand.
So so if you haven't been to Newport, so Newport, all right, I'm dropping the Boston accent because it's gonna get annoying. So Newport's really great because for those of you who haven't been, It's super old. All of the houses, most of the houses are either historical landmarks or have been restored to basically look like they were in the 1600s. It's super great if you like history. There's a street that leads from the town center out to the fort where they have all of the festivals, like Newport Folk Festival, Newport Jazz Festival. And that street is just basically all old houses, and it's amazing, and everything looks really gorgeous. And it's where rich people go to summer at their yachts.
Fancy. Well, good for them. I mean, I'm glad that they went somewhere fun. I think that they essentially just went there because next they go to Scotland, and it was just like easy to transition. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like they were still in America, but it was just like, whatever.
For those of you from the Northeast, you will understand this joke because they went to Rhode Island instead of Boston because technically Providence Airport is a sister airport of Boston and just as good as Logan. They used to run these ads about how Logan's the airport in Boston and it used to be super cramped. It still is, but it used to be also. And they used to run these ads that were like, hey, you know, instead of flying into Logan, you could fly into Providence or you could fly into Hartford because they're just as close and they're just like an hour drive away. And they ran these like ad campaigns about how like Rhode Island is still close enough to Boston. And it was like, what the fuck? Like,
we love Hartford for Gilmore Girls.
Oh, God.
And for the Whalers.
This is now a Gilmore Girls podcast. Let's talk about it.
We have switched from Murder and Bachelor to Gilmore.
It's a Murder Bachelor Gilmore Girls podcast.
Murder. Yeah.
Ted Bundy.
So what confused me though is when they went on the, not to skip ahead, but maybe we should go in order, but then when they went out in Boston, I was like, oh.
That's Jed.
Well, it's coming up because the date card comes and it says, Jed, meet me in Boston. And it like cuts to Luke. He is Luke P. He is pissed. I feel like that's his resting state.
It's just like, fucking angry.
He grouchy.
So then it goes to Hannah and she's giving her take on the Boston Tea Party. And I thought it was really cute.
That is funny.
I'm from Boston. I spent 20 years of my life there. I'm very unhappy with it.
Make stuff up about every place
that's
we go.
That's true.
I loved what she did. It was
so funny. I liked when she was going around like making up like the facts because that was funny, but her like mangling the Boston Tea was just like, don't do
that. She's like, this is where Mr. Ronald McDonald got his idea for golden arches.
Oh, that was so funny.
Initially, I was very upset, but I have since come around on that.
You're good on it. Yeah.
Ba-da,
and they
ba-ba,
went
ba-ba.
To,
good on
you're
it.
Loving it. That was awesome.
So this is a little random, but we were talking at the gym today about like commercial jingles that you start out singing and other people have to finish. And that's one of them, right?
Are there more?
Nausea, heartburn, indigestion.
Upset stomach.
There it is.
Yeah, you got to sing it.
We need one for the podcast.
Yeah.
We should
start one. A jingle. They went
New York style?
No.
I don't have it down yet.
Not deep dish.
Not deep dish.
We'll get you there.
Oh, God. Oh my gosh. My dog's probably like, what the fuck is she yelling about? They went to the Quincy Market. Have you ever been? It's so cute.
I love Quincy Market.
Never, but it seems
She said the Quincy Market is our oyster. And I was like, I guess it works, right? Is it all seafood up there?
So it's not all seafood. I think so. Quincy Market is like, there's a lot of different restaurants. I assume they got chowder. And I assume they got...
the sign literally said chowder.
Yeah.
Like they know what they are.
I assume they got chowder. they have oyster bars. You can get a lobster roll.
Lobster.
They did a photo booth. It was cute. I liked it.
Oh, and she's like, "You can't come in here."
So the thing that bugged me is, so there's two types of lobster rolls.
Oh my goodness, we're getting into things that are not The Bachelor.
But this is important. They showcase
cold and warm, right?
Yes, they showcase the lobster rolls. There's cold lobster rolls and warm lobster rolls. And anyone who ever knows anything about lobster rolls knows you always get the warm one, and you always get it drenched in what, Sam?
butter.
Get it drenched in butter. And they got
from when I used to eat fish, I couldn't eat it without it being soaked in butter. Yeah. So I don't know how anyone would. I think you're a fucking crazy person if you eat it without. Unless you have a heart disorder, then like you're just being healthy. Maybe you shouldn't eat that at all, I guess. I don't know.
Well, it's a once in a while thing, right?
A little treat.
You.
A little treat for your heart.
Lops is so
but
there.
It was a cute date. I loved how everyone was saying.
They went to the Cheers bar.
Yeah.
So kitschy.
Very kitschy, but I mean, why not?
My Frasier heart was like exploding because I'm just so obsessed with Frasier. I just love that show so much. And, you know,
maybe I should watch again now that I'm older because I always watched it on Nick at Night.
Wasn't Frasier
it was
set
on there?
In Seattle? Frasier's,
I think so. Yeah.
Frasier set in Seattle.
Nick Correct. At Night, like way after Nick at Night, like way after Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. And it got like way late at night. Frasier would come on.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody
there was a there's a tweet where it was like basically saying like when they were sitting down to write Hannibal Lecter's character, they're like, how should we do this? And then the other writer's like, how about we do Frasier but he eats people? And like I thought, I'm
that's
like
funny.
Oh god, that's an attack, but it's really true.
Norm. I promised myself I'd do that at least once.
I also gotta say that I'm coming around on what's his face,
Jed.
Oh, Jed, that was his day. I got confused. It's been so long. No, I've always liked Jed. It was a cute date. He seemed kind of quiet though.
I think he was maybe nervous. I don't know.
I'm gonna be 100% honest. I kind of stopped paying attention because I was more focused on Jaylen Brown being on The Bachelorette.
Well, yeah. Really quick, I just want to say they put that like weird Halo Top fucking ice cream cart there. And Halo Top ice cream is trash. And if you eat it, you're trash.
I need to rant. And I know we're really going off topic today, but
I don't care.
Bullshit.
It is fucking trash ice cream.
I've never even tried it.
No, as a person that only eats non-dairy ice cream, that is like just that is
it's the worst.
It's trash.
I picture it being foamy, but also like here's the deal. The fact that you're trying to market an ice cream to like seem quote unquote healthy because it's only a certain amount of calories per pint. How about we exercise fucking portion control and just have a normal size of ice cream that's the same amount of gosh damn calories instead of being like, oh, it's only this many calories so I can eat the whole pint. No.
I agree. Or just don't make it taste like shit. Like, there's other thing. Just like, it tastes like complete fucking shit.
I will say this.
I hate it.
That commercial was hilarious. And their jingle is really funny.
Oh,
it's ice cream for adults. Because adults need a lot of ice cream. So good. So perfect.
Is this the one with Nick in it?
Yes.
Yes, which made me scream. I was, and then when the kid was like, what they say about true love? And Nick was like, yeah, right.
Yeah, that was, I don't remember, but I remember laughing at Nick.
I think he's funny, and I think he's embraced his like meme ability.
I love Nick; he's my fave. They went to the basketball thing. I don't know fucking shit about basketball.
Okay. This is my time to shine because I'm a hardcore Celtics fan.
I so didn't know these people. I was like basketball players.
So I'm. This is me. So I love Mike, but I'm sorry, Jaylen Brown is my actual father. And anybody out here who thinks, oh, you know, like Jaylen Brown
is your father or your daddy.
Yes. anyone who's like, oh, Jaylen Brown doesn't have any kids. Wrong. Oh, you're older than Jaylen Brown. Who cares?
Doesn't matter.
Jaylen Brown is the best. I love him so much. He's so cool.
I love all your man crushes. It's very cute.
But Jaylen Brown is awesome. I have this GIF stored of Jaylen Brown where he's like dribbling like a bunch of basketballs and he's like wiggling his eyebrows. And I'm like, Jaylen, I love you. Jaylen should be the Bachelor. I would 100% be okay with that. He's the best. So, Terry Rozier, I have a Terry Rozier jersey that says Scary Terry on the back, and I liked him up until this year when he started playing like crap and then cussing out the whole organization. So, but I thought it was really funny that Jaylen Brown sat Hannah down. They're both, their last names are both Brown. Which
they went to Brown Town. Yeah. What? No.
That's not good. Bad.
Nope. That's about anal sex. We should not say that.
Oh!
Why did I say that? I don't even
know. Scott's back door.
No.
It's okay. It's okay.
So,
go on, Tubes.
So, Jaylen, I love that. So, some things about Jaylen Brown, because I'm going to gush about Jaylen Brown. Jaylen Brown is, I believe, the youngest player rep for the NBA Players Association, which is awesome. He hosts yearly forums where he brings in entrepreneurs and young, like, first, second, and third year NBA players, and he basically has the entrepreneurs give speeches about how to invest your money so that you can be successful later on in life, what makes you a good entrepreneur, and, like, basically teaches these young millionaires how to be successful in business so that they can, you know, keep their money down the road, which is really fucking awesome. Like, really, this guy's amazing. The best. He's so cool. And, like,
I have a crush on him now.
Yes, exactly.
He's mine.
He's hot.
I was just like, I don't know who these people are, you know.
So, later I will share with you
it
all
was
of my
cute, like, what?
I will share with you later all of my Jaylen Brown crush material, because I have
you're like, I'll Dropbox you the folder.
Yeah, exactly.
This is the picture. These are the pictures of Jaylen Brown flexing. And these are the pictures.
I come to your apartment, it's just like a shrine. Fucking Jaylen
Brown. Yeah,
the
room I'm in right now is just all Jaylen Brown.
So I love that.
Terrified.
I love that he. Like, I love that, like, he sat her down. He was like, "So how do you feel about all of the?"
I know, it was awkward and cute at the same time.
It's such a Jaylen thing to do.
It was because who was on Rachel's basketball date? Kareem
Abdul-Jabbar. Yeah,
that's right. And he tried to, like, give her advice because he loves the fucking Bachelorette, I guess.
That's
he's
amazing.
He's the best. Like. I think that Kareem was I love Kareem. I think he's a bad choice because he's very serious and very, like, he's well spoken, but he's, like, kind of like
intense.
He's very intense. Jaylen was just kind of like, Jaylen was kind of like awkward and shy. And I was like, Jaylen, I love
you. Oh, I'm glad you got that.
Yeah.
Like, I love that for you.
Yeah.
It's bringing in a different demographic.
It was like, that was like the bright spot in us getting wrecked by the Bucks like 2 weeks before. So
that women don't like basketball or sports, I'm just saying that, like, sometimes the, you know, anyways, just wanted to correct myself right then. Yeah,
I think that, like, that segment that segment would appeal literally only to a niche group of Celtics fans who watches The Bachelor and is obsessed with Jaylen Brown. They got custom jerseys. And they blotted out the ads. They blotted out, like, the GE symbol and the Nike symbol on the Celtics jerseys, which was hilarious to me. Like, that's, like, and it wasn't even, like, edited. They, like, took masking. They took, like, duct tape. And I was like, that's
They're like, we're not even going to bother. We don't trust the post.
It's so cool, though, because I was listening to something else, and Hannah said that when Jed did the shot, like, over his shoulder, he literally
He did it on the,
like,
first time.
It just, yeah, she said it just happened, and that's why they were, like, freaking out, because they thought it was just going to bounce and they were going to laugh about it. And then it went in and she was like, holy shit.
That's like a sign.
I know. It's a sign that he should. No, not going to make a sex joke. So then the group date card comes and on it is Dylan, Mateo, John Paul Jones, Connor, Good Garrett, Dustin, Devin, Grant, Peter. My God, there's so many left. Kevin, Mike, and then the Luke. S. Luke P. And it says, true life requires blood, sweat, and tears. Tyler C. is pumped because, right, he's got he knows he has a one-on-one date, process of elimination. Luke, not pleased, but also pleased because of he heard the word blood.
Oh, God. He's like, was like, aggressive.
So I just want to point out, because I noted this down before, that Luke referred to himself at this point. He referred to himself as a fitter. Fitter, as in he does CrossFit. He says, like, I'm a fitter.
I was offended.
I was like, excuse you. As if there weren't enough reasons to hate him. He does CrossFit.
He's a fitter.
He's a fucking I can't say that soon.
Nope. I don't like him.
I mean, I think he is the way he is because he feels insecure about things. But anyways.
I know what things you're talking about, and I think so too. But they all look tortured because I think it's, like, hitting them in that moment that they're going to be playing an aggressive sport
with
Luke P.
Oh God.
And they're just like, oh fuck, great. This is like equivalent to them giving Chad that machete, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Remember when Chad got the machete? I was like, okay, why would you give Chad a machete on a 2-on-1?
I didn't remember that until just now, and my gosh.
It's like, hey, Chad with a machete and Luke using his body to slam into people. This is going to go.
I mean, the way he reacted, it wasn't even like, I'm so glad to have a group date and maybe like I can get Hannah's attention. It was like, I can't wait to hurt people. And you're like, what are you even talking about?
So aggressive.
Yeah. It's like those memes of like nobody. And he's like, ah!
Nobody, Luke P. He's just doing push-ups saying he doesn't mind the fuck anymore. He's like still doing
that. Still, to this day, the legend goes.
He found God in the shower, nothing compared.
Nope.
Oh,
that's really good.
If you won't make jokes, I will.
Do it. Jed and Hannah are at dinner, and that's when Jed told her, I came on here for my music, and I want to be honest with you, and I'm like, I was fucking clapping for him. Bravo. Because they all do it. Everyone does it. Who cares?
Yeah, literally every single fucking one of them. And you can't tell me otherwise. Like, yeah, you like the girl, but let's be real. You wouldn't go on national someone that you might like if you didn't have any other benefits to it. You know?
I thought that was very good. It was very big of him to admit.
He did. He said, you wanted honesty from the beginning. This is really hard.
Yeah,
I love music. This was a good platform. And now here I am with real feelings. And I'm being honest with you about it. And she could have sent him home.
And then she said she was catching feels because she's a 14-year-old girl.
Here's the thing. Aww. Like, I don't think he would lie about that. Like, if you really were like that, you would just... Exactly.
I think he's a boss. I think he's doing great. He stays out of the drama. He's funny. He's like, he fits her.
And when's he gonna tell her that he's a stripper?
When's that gonna come out? I mean, it's fine. I just think it would be fun.
That's the reveal that I want. Like, cool, he came on for his music. Big fucking what? Like,
that was a big reveal, I feel like.
It was, but
what if he was like, listen, I have to be honest with you. You know, I came here.
Rips off shirt.
Yes, exactly. Rips his fucking pants off and he's like, this is what I used to do, and he just humps it right there.
He's like, magic Mike.
But he has a guitar and he's humping. He's like, I play guitar and I hump for a living, and I just want to be honest.
And she's like, I can't concentrate right now because you're literally
and he's got like the tiny little rose in his mouth because it doesn't have stem, but it's in his mouth still. Like, in my mind, this is awful.
He doesn't have a rose, but she slips a rose into his, like,
into his hammock. Mouth?
No, into his banana hammock.
like it's a tip?
Yes, exactly.
There you go, big boy.
Don't set it all in one place.
No, what she does is she starts taking the rose apart like dollars and just making it rain.
I like that.
I can just see her, like...
She's just, clapping them out, you know?
Yeah.
Mad sacks.
He got the rose. It was rained on him. He did not strip for it.
Unfortunately.
He earned it.
Yeah.
So then it goes to the rugby date.
And this is what everyone's been waiting for.
Yeah, they're explaining it. They're talking about, like, people bleeding, some people dying, bones being smashed. Luke
rugby
looks
is
fucking
safer
thrilled.
Than football. Rugby is safer than football.
I don't know anything about rugby. I just know it was
rugby
fucking
is safer
than... intense.
It is. Rugby is super intense, and people do break their bones. But rugby is safer than football because they don't have the pads. So when you hit someone, it hurts you just as much as the person that you hit.
Oh, interesting.
So people will hit each other, but they are more likely not hit each other as hard as they were if you were to just lower your shoulder pad and just, like, decapitate someone. So, like, in terms of, like, long-term damage, rugby is less is safer.
Oh, that's gotcha. Cool. Yeah, I once thought I was going to do it in high school, but knowing my disposition, I'm glad I did not.
So. I would have been like, Al, stop. Like, that would have been me. I don't want to do this anymore.
hurt. You're being so rude.
I didn't want to be touched out.
I just wanted a picture in the yearbook. God. Like,
I just wanted to be cool.
I just like the uniforms.
Yeah. I love when John Paul Jones was like screaming and he goes, Shaka Bra. Like, he's just like, do you remember that? He just like completely like beast mode, like screams about like how they're playing rugby and then just calmly just goes, Shaka Bra. And then it cuts away from him. I'm like,
I feel like I remember him doing something weird and it made me giggle.
I just love this side by side of him and Patrick Bateman.
Oh yeah.
Oh, the one I made. So I'll post it.
Yeah. He's hilarious.
He's great, and he's in Paradise
right now. Oh yes,
he's there. He's the starting cast. He's filming. I want to see him with Demi. Like,
oh yeah, that'll be so funny. I want to know more his personality.
Oh God, they've got to hook up.
They gotta. I saw. Yeah,
you saw what?
I don't know, but people always confuse me with who they actually pick, and it's sometimes disappointing and concerning.
Yeah, and just like to go into Paradise a little bit, Goose and Crystal are getting married this week there.
Oh wow.
Gag me.
Yeah, whatever. I don't really care about them. Not to be mean, but anyways. Did you hear the crowd chanting there? Were they saying kill him?
Kill. Just saying kill, kill, kill.
Oh, they were kill. Saying kill. I thought they were saying kill him, kill him. Like, kill who?
You're like, okay. Wait.
So but me too, I was also like, yes, this goes back into murder. Like, it's all happening.
You're like, wow.
The dream is real.
So Kevin's shoulder gets hurt. So he's the season's ambulance ride because you have to have one.
I like
exactly. There's
like,
one every damn season.
I like how he was super articulate in exactly what was wrong. I was like,
what?
Of course.
What did he say?
I think they like said like, I think the doctor told him, and he was like, yeah. I was like, I could feel it, like, in this here. And he was, because he's what, like, a physical therapist or something like that?
He's, like, a behavioral therapist, and he was in the military. I believe
okay. Oh, maybe it's the military.
So, yeah, he had the background. I was like, putting that background to good use, Kev.
Yeah, maybe it was the military background.
He had to go. He was like, I'm hurt. I think he was probably like, I'll hurt my own shoulder if I don't have to fucking play with Luke P anymore.
No
like,
shit.
Fuck Luke P. Luke P's a piece of shit.
He's like, I know I gotta be at Paradise in like 6 months. I don't want to fuck anything up. I like the gym. I'm just gonna say my shoulders hurt. And
yeah, I would be pissed because most of these people look like they work out, and if they always put them in these really weird situations, and I like would not want to do them. You wanted to like go back and have a normal gym and like, I don't know, work.
Exist.
And like, yeah, like, and they're like, time to beat each other up, and you're like, sorry, what? I might get sent home tonight.
I'd be like, I'm going to eliminate myself now.
Yeah.
So this is when all the shit happens. Luke P, you can see it in the frame. He goes up to, I'm just going to call him Lucas because it's funnier to me. He goes up to Lucas and he fucking tackles him. Oh, body slams him, sorry.
He picks him up. He picks him up.
He picks him up and slams him. And then he apologizes and goes, sorry, man, it was self-defense. And, like, Lucas is having none of it. He's like, fuck this. No.
Yeah.
The MVP for me in that scene was Garrett because Lucas was, like, so upset. And he's like, hey, man, you know, just get it out of your mind. Don't focus on that. Like, think about the positive. He, like, talked him down. Good. Aww. Garrett is normal, truly good.
Normal Garrett. So he is normal Garrett because he's a normal human being and he acted the way a normal human being is supposed to act. And I appreciate that. So Garrett, if by some stupid, dumbass chance you're listening to this, you are an awesome person.
Let's treat him.
Yeah, I just think, which we'll get there, but all throughout the episode, Garrett to me just really shined because he was so level-headed and he stood up for his friends, but he stayed out of it. And then he also like made Hannah feel special. So just he won the episode for me.
He was really good about that.
That eye black that he was wearing was something else.
Little cutie.
I was impressed by Lucas though as well.
Luke Stone, I was too. The third.
Luke Stone. Is he the third?
Yes.
I didn't know. How did you find this out?
I forget.
I don't know.
So maybe we don't.
I'm like, I don't even. He's like, my dad's name is actually Paul.
He's like, I'm the first one, but thank you.
I'm the only one, but okay.
You know what? I choose to believe the third. It just goes so well with
it. Does. He's elevated.
So essentially, like, it goes to the night portion. And Mike, I feel like every cocktail party thing, after party, Mike opens it up like a speech. Do you notice that? Like, he'll kind of say, like, what happened. And he gives, like, his opening speech about how, like, people got too aggressive. And we all know who he was talking about.
I love you, Mike.
Yep, we do.
We love you.
I'm sorry. But I'm sorry. I also love Jaylen Brown.
Yeah. Gotta share your heart.
Have you considered Jaylen? I want to ask all of our listeners if they've considered Jaylen, because you should consider Jaylen Brown.
He's a babe. Grant calls Luke P a maniac, says Luke has crazy eyes.
If the homeless guy is telling you you've got a problem, you should, or not homeless, the unemployed guy is telling you you've got a problem, you should probably reconsider your life choices.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were all just sitting around talking. Kevin was not there. Kevin was off fighting in the Civil War. He could not make it. So he's serving. Thank you for your service, Kevin. So she pulls Luke P first, and that's when he starts stirring the shit.
Oh my god, I'm so fucking mad.
Yeah?
I was like so annoyed this whole time. Oh, not wait. Yes.
Yeah, well, Luke P. He brings it up immediately. He says, like, oh, I felt intimidated by Luke P. No, I don't know their names.
Luke Stone the third.
Luke Stone the third. LS3. So LS3 and him.
LS3.
Like a boy band now.
Love it.
Ever heard of him?
He goes, he clenched his fists and came towards me. And then I wrote, so I body slammed him. But he said something else.
Yeah, and then he starts talking about Luke never talks about you in the house. He just talks about his liquor brand. So I just want to tell anyone that is listening, go buy tequila right now.
Go
even if you just pour it out. Like Luke S, he has a brand. He wants to form his own liquor brand. Yeah. It's not formed yet. Luke P tells her that like that's what he's there for, even though this company did not exist at the time.
Yeah.
But when it does exist, just go buy all of his tequila and make him rich and just fuck Luke P. Just like buy all the tequila.
Yeah, and tequila's great. And also, you like you said, you mentioned this when we were talking about how like you're sure they're just all bored in the house talking about like their life, and that's gonna come up
when you're with like any set of friends or people. You're like, what do you do for a living? You know, it probably just came up. Like
what's your life?
Yeah, I'd like to, you know, I bartend, and a goal of mine is to eventually do my own liquor because it would be cool to work myself. I bet it was something like that.
Exactly.
I think that, I forget who said it. It may have been this episode or it may have been last episode. I think it was Garrett, and he goes, yeah, this house has like 20 friends and Luke.
It was this episode. He said, I have 14 friends in this house and then you.
That was stone fucking cold. And it's, but the thing is, it's like, that's like the stuff you talk about with friends. And so like, I think the point of that was like, Luke is just looking for ammunition.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. Hannah kind of pissed me off this episode. We can get into it when we start talking, but it just bugs me because literally every other person in the house was like, yo, that's not what happened. And he's crazy. But like, you're choosing to only talk to them about it. It's just
I even wrote it down and in the order. So she pulls Luke S in and talks about it, and he's pissed because he's blindsided, right?
So then and you can tell he's genuinely like upset and hurt.
Well, it looked like he was gonna cry, and I don't think he was crying from like, you know, like oh he's weak. I think
he
takes his character so seriously, like who he is.
Oh yeah,
and he was just like
that's beautiful.
Probably just like really upset. I mean, that's offensive.
It is offensive. Yeah, for sure.
To have it called in. But so it cuts back. So she's with Dustin, and Dustin immediately stands up for Luke S and says, what Luke P did was very intentional and it was bullying to me. Then it cuts to Mike, and Mike's saying, you know, nobody likes Luke. He said the other day that he's now starting to fall out of love with you. And then it cuts to Dylan, and Dylan says, Luke P's off. No one in the house likes him. And then it cuts back to the group.
Sorry, who was falling out of love with someone?
Mike did. So Luke did say this. He said it basically like, it was basically like in the context of like, she wasn't giving him the attention that he wanted.
So he's falling out of love and it's her.
It's basically like, I think he said that
he wanted to send himself, he said he was going to he was considering going home.
Goodbye.
And then apparently said in the house that he was like starting to fall out of love with her.
Because she wasn't giving him the attention he wanted on his terms.
What a little biatch. And not in the endearing way.
Well, it cuts back to the group. Oh, were you going to say?
Oh, no, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say it cuts back to the group and suddenly Kevin is back from the Civil War.
We love that for him.
There's no explanation. Yeah. It was just like, he's back.
Not at all. There he is.
He's like a mummy.
Sup, Kev?
The job of that sling. It was just like.
Just why?
It was mixed with like the color of his suit. It was so Civil War. I just love it.
That's really funny.
I've been really impressed so far with the guys being able to pick up on this kind of like very skeevy behavior.
They're also like mature.
Well, they are. They're very. We'll get to like my like deeper thoughts a little later, but like I just wanted to say that I think that like one of the things that you can like tell about people who are potentially abusive is that their behavior is it's that in a vacuum their behavior stands out, and so like from my perspective, every single guy saying, hey, this guy's a problem. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't even coming from like, oh, he's taking time away. Mm-hmm. It's not even the usual reasons, right? It's not even the reasons that you normally see. It's not the reasons like, oh, like he is taking time away from us and he's not respecting the game or the system or the whatever. It's just he's a dick and he's bullying and all this. Like that would stand out to me. And that's just a thing that I've noticed that they're very good at picking up. Like this season, I think they're very good at picking up the behavior is a little more toxic than normal.
It's true. And I don't know if it's like their own maturity levels. Like the casting in this season is fantastic. And I truly believe that Luke P is still there because the other guys are all so fucking level headed that without him, what are you going to do? Have 14 guys that get along? Like for us, yeah, like I love that for Hannah, but for the producers, that sucks. Like, oh, all these guys are emotionally mature and we'll probably talk through their problems, you know?
That's true. Well, I don't know what we expect. We love the
Honestly, that'd be great. I think that if guys were to watch this show and see it, 14 dudes talking through their problems in an emotionally healthy way, that would be such a great thing for the show.
Right. I agree. Also, you know,
it's also trash TV that we
tune in for this. Yeah.
I just love that
and also the drama
started roasting him and Luke is laughing and he makes a great point. You're laughing because you're a psychopath, and Luke P just denies everything. He's in that moment gaslighting the men or attempting to gaslight them. By telling them, he's trying to like replace their memories. He's saying, no, I didn't pick him up and slam him. My shoe caught the side of his face. And Mike's like, no, I'm not buying it. Like, Mike is not
going
to have it happen to him. Like, he's just like, fuck this dude.
My favorite / weirdest part was when I'm going to call him Lucas. When Lucas goes in, when Lucas is like, comes back out and says, you need to tell her the truth. That's so messed up. Like, he did not say you need to put in a good word for me or anything. He just said, you know what the truth is and you need to correct what you've done because you're a lying asshole, basically. And then he goes in there, Luke, regular, I don't know how to say it, crazy Luke, and then tells a lie, then comes back out, then he goes back in and, or I don't know how it worked, but like basically lied and said that he said put in a good word. And then he just like looks at him like he can't believe that what's going on. Like the look on Luke's face was just like so weird to me. Like he looked shocked or something. I don't know.
Because I think that he's probably been surrounded by people in his life that he has been able to manipulate very easily. And he's never been challenged this hard.
Yeah.
Although normal Luke, it stops and he says, I want to tell all you guys here, this guy, he's good. Like, and watch out because what he's doing is good. And his parents are both social. So he's like got Luke P's number. Like he's just like on it, you know?
Oh, like he knows.
He knows. He knows that he's a fucking narcissistic sociopath. Like, and he's saying he's good. And he's pissed at himself that he allowed someone like Luke P to trick him.
Exactly. That was wild to me. I was like, wow, it's so true. And just seeing that play through was just, I mean, as bad as it was kind of beautiful to, because honestly, like, I kind of felt myself getting caught up in it and kind of like lost in like what was going on, and them being like, no, this is messed up, was kind of cool to be like, you can stand your ground and know when it's messed up and not start to doubt yourself.
So my biggest problem with all of this is that they keep throwing out the term psychopath. And like, it's fine. At the end of the day, it's just reality TV. It doesn't matter. But like, Mike and all these people are like, you're a psychopath. And that's just ammunition. Like, if you're really going to say and make the statement that like, this guy's a master manipulator, then you calling him a psychopath is literally just giving him fuel. This is how the conversation with Hannah is going to play out. Well, you know, all I've done is make up with people and be nice, but all they do is call me a psychopath. All they do is this. All they do is that. And yeah, he's not taking responsibility for his actions, but he's not going to. So why are you giving him the ammunition that he needs to take back to someone else and be like, hey, look at this is how awful people are being. Like, a better way to do it, in my opinion, is to be like, hey, like, these specific behaviors by you are a problem. And the first one is how you're trying to manipulate the truth to make yourself look better.
Yeah.
How you're consistently, you know, how you're consistently looking for ammunition to take other people down when like nobody else is trying to do that. Like, this, you're treating this as basically like a zero sum game where either you win or everyone else loses, or you win. Like, that's not cool. And we have a problem with that because nobody else is playing by those rules. I have a problem. We have a problem with how aggressive you're being. Your behavior in the rugby game was unacceptable. Like, I think that they're touching on it, but then they resort to the name calling.
Yeah, you're right. That's true.
Like, it's like they're so very close. I think it's because they want the soundbite.
That's a good point.
But it's just like, if you're going to deal with someone who's like this, giving them ammunition to strike back at you is like, is annoying. And I think that Luke Stone III is the best at at not giving him ammunition. He's basically like, I can't believe I let you trick me.
Yeah,
you're good. But he's not saying like, you're a psychopath. I think he did though. But like, in all of the sound bites, he's never calling Luke P.S. psychopath. He's saying like, oh, like, I can't believe I got by you. And I wish that people like Mike would stop calling him a psychopath. Not because he isn't a psychopath.
Well, he's going to take it and play the victim card.
Yeah, because you're giving him ammunition that he doesn't need. You don't need to give him.
Well, and then on top of it, it's like, anyone that is narcissistic never stops and goes, am I a narcissist? You know, like really like self-flexing. That's why he looks so baffled, because he, in his mind, none of this is like odd behavior. Yeah. It's probably been reinforced his whole life that it's okay the way that he treats people and the way that he acts. So all they're doing to him is just name calling him, like you said.
Yeah.
And he's going to play the victim. That's all he's going to do. He cannot take that criticism in, because he does not truly believe he's doing anything wrong, because he does not have empathy, because he cannot self-reflect. It's just like, it's going to continue the whole. That's what this is going to be. It's going to be like, you're problematic because of this, and he's not going to be able to, because he has some, you know, behavior disorders. Like, I don't.
That's fine. Like, he doesn't have to self-reflect, but I think that you're right. I think the right behavior there is just be like, hey, this is the problem I have with you. And like, you can address it or not, but I'm not going to interact with you on a meaningful level because of that. And because, if you don't try and change that behavior, I have no desire to interact with you.
This is when I wish that they would all just get together and go, okay, we're dealing with someone that is really terrifying and we think is to a woman that we care about. So how about this? We're going to all quit this show, or you back. Like, why don't they do that? Why don't they say, none of us feel comfortable or safe. Like, if they legitimately think that he's a psychopath and that he's crazy and whatever, and he's dangerous and all of this other stuff, then that's serious, and they should have gotten together. And I don't, not like victim blaming, but seriously, been like, all right, it's us or it's him. What do you want to do? Do you want to keep the show going, or do you want to send the problem home? But then again, you have to think, they have other stuff in it. They have career opportunities. They have potential lead. You know, like, there's Paradise, there's The Bachelor, there's possibly getting engaged to Hannah. So, I mean, it's easier said than done, I guess. I hate him. I just wish he would go, but
yeah,
you can't always get what you want. And here's what's even crazier. This is what speaks volumes. We totally forgot that Tyler C had a date.
I liked his date.
No, I was, because that's originally I was going to say I came around on Tyler C more this episode.
Me too.
He's got a kind of John Wayne vibe that I like.
I like their date a lot. I thought it was sweet that she was showed up and he just made it completely about her and her feelings. And he told her, like, I don't want, you know, this perfect person. I don't want any of this. I just want you to be Hannah. And I don't know, man. I really like him. I see it now.
I do too. That's like all those memes about how, like, you think he's like the another meme that I saw was that you think he's like the dumb guy in class, like the hot jock, and then the teacher calls on him and he writes a sonnet that's really in depth and it makes him and the teacher cry or something like that. And I was like, wow, true.
I'm gonna quote something that Sam said during the episode.
Oh, I'm scared. What did I say?
Tyler C.
Oh no, how dare you do this?
I remember. I remember. Okay, saying
Tyler C stays a good fuck.
Like, yeah, when you marry him and all that stuff, you know.
Yeah, you no. You made me go into Peter.
Yeah. So I mean, I just think that, like, yeah, like, he's just always gonna be a good fuck. That's that.
I agree with you. Like, he's never gonna be just like, oh, yeah. I have to fuck my husband, really? Like, exactly. You're just like, you're like, I get to fuck my husband, really? Like, really? Yeah. Or awesome.
Like, if you guys broke up and you ever, like, dated again, you were like, yeah, still pretty great. Like,
yeah, know. He's like he would be like the ex-husband that you still fuck.
Yes, that's a great.
You're
great.
Like, he's paying you alimony and stuff, and like, you have the kids still fucking him.
Yeah, you're like, so you.
I'm projecting. I don't know what's happening right now. I'm just saying, like,
no. I started it. I'm the one who literally just said he stays fuckable, so it's fine.
You sent me down a dangerous path. I'm influenced by you.
Oh no.
I'm a fan. And I like when he was talking about the story with his dad being and almost dying and how they would sit there in the hospital and watch The Bachelor and like bond over it.
Aww.
I thought that was really cool. And I do know for a fact that I saw some like stuff floating around that he was saying that for pity. Mm-mm. And I do want to say that through running the Instagram and various people prior to anything coming, like the show starting, trailers, I knew about Tyler's dad being sick. And I knew about Tyler watching the show with his dad when his dad was sick. So from different people, it is 100% authentic. That happened. And yeah, I just wanted to, like, make that clear.
On the record, guys.
Yeah, because like, why would they, he's not going to be like, I'm going to go on the tell people that this is what I did. Like, he's not some fucking schemer, crazy person. Like I just don't want to see someone discount what happened with his dad and what he and why also, he's there.
Not trying to be an asshole, but like, why are you even trying to discount it in the place? You know what I mean?
Well, yeah.
Why does it matter to them what, whatever. Anyways.
Yeah. I mean, good for him. I liked it. I liked it. Really cute when they were like at the concert, making out a ton. They have a lot of chemistry.
Yeah.
Okay. So I want to say this about.
Go. I'm not wrong.
So you're in the middle of fucking New England. And you bring out the country pop singer. Oh, I have a problem with this. If this was a traditional New England dance, I would at least request the Dropkick Murphys. I would also request large amounts of Gansett. I would request them playing Shipping Up to Boston while
Sweet
drunk.
Caroline.
Sweet Caroline.
That's
is also
they sang in Boston. I was like, and drinking a large Gansett.
Yeah, I'd be like, in true traditional Boston fashion, the Dropkick Murphys would be playing Shipping Up to Boston while pounding. Buckets of Sam Adams.
Yeah, exactly. Like, why? Not that I have something against country, but just like, why?
Maybe was it like focused towards the lead, like because Hannah.
Yeah, but that's so silly.
Like, but then again, she's not a basketball player, and she was just on a.
Exactly.
Like, also that entire crowd knew the fucking chorus. Like, fuck you. That's not. It's dumb as shit. I was like,
like they were coaching him beforehand, like, okay guys, this is the chorus.
This is the chorus. And just subscribe to his SoundCloud so he can finally hit 100 viewers.
God, and like I remember when I was waiting on my page to get spoiler pictures from that date. It's like they showed up to the date, I think like 3 hours late, and then they only filmed, like Hannah and Tyler filmed for 5 minutes tops, and then they were out, and that was it. And like the people were there so long that the bar started running out of alcohol, the bar outside the theater, and people were like, there's no alcohol.
That's so
they were
funny.
Like messaging me like, you know, everyone's drunk, there's no alcohol, they're still not here.
That's so funny.
Yeah, and so the singer actually, Luke, I think it's Luke Bryan. No, I don't fucking know his name. I'm not
Luke,
really.
It's not Luke Bryan.
No. Okay, sorry, I don't know his name. He,
no, that's okay.
I'm like Garth Brooks. You're like, no, not Garth Brooks.
You're like Billy Ray Cyrus.
He was out there and he like gave them mini performances and stuff. Aww, so they were.
That's sweet. That's a good.
It was a long.
That's a good
date.
Buck. No, I'm just kidding. Sorry.
He got the rose.
No.
Really? Yeah, that was so cute. I'm pleased with that.
I think that I'm like questioning how much of a traditional Boston experience these dates were.
You're
I mean,
so
like,
triggered.
Like, there was like pop country and like bad history and no overt racism. Like, can we really claim that this is Boston without any of those things?
Oh, geez. You're shitting on Boston.
But
right
it was like,
bit.
Have you ever seen that show, Drunk History?
Yes.
Hannah just essentially like drunk history this thing.
She was oh, like, I get it. I was
that's
just,
pretty great.
I really just used that to shoehorn in the racism thing.
You read an article and very
I mean, it's not just
it.
The article. It's
well,
like
right.
Living there in 20 years.
It's
true,
just but
that
it's
one really
the truth.
Sent it over the edge for you.
As a diehard Tampa sports fan, I was not about any of us. Whatever. Boston rules. It's just, I'm not pissing Boston fans. Fuck this.
I like Anyways. Boston, but I also understand every city has its problems.
They do. Boston's problematic. So some of it. Anyway, so it's back to the cocktail party. I feel like it was like the never ending Luke story, and I'm exhausted with it. Just to be honest, I'm like exhausted. I don't.
Yeah, I am too.
If it were me, and I said this to you when the episode was airing, if I were her, and it's again like it's easier said than done, I would have went in that room and been like, all right, everybody sit down, we're gonna fucking talk, I'm gonna ask the question, and if I, you know, address you, then please answer, don't interrupt me, don't interject,
yeah,
like I want to show
fast
up hands.
Now motherfuckers.
Yeah, we're gonna get to the bottom of this, because I mean, you just in the party after the date had every dude telling you that Luke was crazy. Now you're like questioning like good Luke's motives. Yeah. Like, that's where I feel angry with Hannah. I do. I feel angry with her.
I did too. And I don't really understand what she sees in Luke. That's what also confuses me.
So, Luke-y. In an interview I listened to this morning with her, she was saying that the thing with Luke P is he reminded her a lot of her ex, who...
Well, that's why he's your damn ex.
She alluded to him being sort of similar in their behavior.
Oh, geez.
I don't know him, so I'm not going to like call her ex abusive, but similar in behavior. And she said that she does have a problem that she recognizes that when she meets people who others write off, she tries her hardest to see any glimmer of like good in them. Mm-hmm. And she thinks that she can pull it out of them.
Oh, you can't.
And so she wants
people, girl.
I know. And she's, you know, I don't want to put it on an age thing too. You know, I wasn't doing that at 24. I mean, it's not an age thing. It's just who she is. And that's nice. She wants to see the best in people. But
and there's a point of like wanting to see the best people and just like not feeding into them being terrible. I don't know.
Hannah, right. You ain't a surgeon. Quit trying to fix people.
Yeah. I think that's why that one's so good. I think that's why I liked Rachel so much, is because it sometimes frustrated me in this season because I felt like she wasn't giving people a chance, but she was also like, no bullshit, which I kind of liked.
I think that like it at this point, it's like 14 guys are telling you this guy's a problem.
Yeah.
your own experience with him has been, this guy's a problem. You have 14 other guys who are not exhibiting those behaviors. Like, at some point, you've just got to, like, claim, like, selection bias and just be like, fuck it. Like, this guy's gone.
I understand bringing out the best in people, but then also, like, realizing he's, like, aggressive and, like, hurting people.
Relationships are supposed to be work, but they're not supposed to be that hard, right? Like, being with someone isn't supposed to be, like, and I think that this is probably an age thing. And something that, like, at least I've learned as I've gotten older. It's like, you don't get into a relationship with the person that you could be with. You get into a relationship with the person that they are. And you don't want to date someone if all they're going to do, if you're going to spend most of their your time trying to fix them.
Yeah, like you can, they can obviously change and get better, but, like, you have to be okay with how they are right then.
That's just, like, a lot of work. And, like, I don't want to go into a place and with a person that I'm supposed to, like, enjoy having time with and feel like, oh, God, another day at the office. Like, it's supposed to be like, because a relationship's not a job. Like, I'm not getting paid.
Oh gosh, so
it's
we're like, still so obsessed with
it. I mean, I am assuming getting paid, but, you know, not like that.
No, I agree. Like, I definitely have, like, you know, I can be sarcastic and things like that. And I'm sure I'm not everyone's cup of tea, right? But if you have 14 people that are saying, like, we all don't like this, I think that you also don't want to be with someone that people generally, like, the overall consensus is, like, he's disliked. Because wouldn't that be a lot of work to, like, bring him around your friends and just be, I would be so terrified the whole time of, like, is he going to act a certain way? Is he going to, like, exhibit these behaviors? And it's not, is like, how's it going to make me look? But just having to explain him over and over again. Because, like, don't get me wrong, I say jokes sometimes that, you know, then my partner will have to explain. Like, I've done it before. But, anyways, it's just,
no, I get that.
It's not like abusive shit though. You know, it's like just some dark humor or something, whatever.
Right. And it's like, yeah. But also, like, taking that aside from, like, having to explain your partner and, like, being on edge, even if people don't like him, cause you could like someone and maybe they're just, I don't know, not a right fit for that group or something, but it's more than that. Like, you can see him being not great.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, I get it. I think that it's like this. It's like, I would never bring Sam.
I'm scared.
No. Like, so, like, I would never bring Sam around people who don't like her. And so, like, but at the same time, like, I'm not going to uproot my entire life because my, like, everyone I know doesn't like my partner. So, like, at a certain point, it's just like, if everyone in your life doesn't like your partner, then there's a problem, right? There's a problem. And it's because, it's not necessarily because you can't see it, but you're too close to the situation. You can't see the forest for the trees. These other people, so they can see it. I think that's what you're trying to say.
Like, Hannah maybe is, like, can't see.
And, like, she's kind of getting charmed by Luke a lot, which I can definitely get. And, but at the same time, like, and maybe the other guys are biased, and I think that, you know, some of them are maybe recognizing their biases, but I think that they're still, like, identifying, hey, it's not Hannah's fault, it's Luke's fault that he's being a piece of shit. But back to my original point, because we diverge, I think that if you're afraid of bringing your partner around your friends, is it because you're afraid that your friends are going to tell you what you don't want to hear? Or is it because you're embarrassed of your partner? And if either of those are true, that's a red flag.
Yeah, I've been embarrassed of a partner before, and I definitely should have not been dating them. So there you go.
In the narcissist that I've spoken about in past, you know, episodes, I didn't realize it until I brought that person around friends of mine, and they said, okay, like, we know who you are and you're not, and we know things that you wouldn't put up with and you're putting up with them, and this is the behavior. And I could not see it. I was like, no, it's just, like, it's fine. But it was not fine. He was crazy, you know, and abusive and, like, emotionally abusive and just terrible. So I don't know. I feel for her, but I wonder if when they, well, that's, I was going to say when they go for hometowns, but she's not going to meet, like, he's not going to meet her family.
She's going to meet his, so that's different.
I'm interested to see how that goes. But I feel like they're just going to all pump him up and back him up what he's been. So, anyways, right. I know we're getting ahead of ourselves.
Yeah, but it'll be interesting to see.
Yeah, so that I thought it was a good episode.
Yeah, solid episode. It was entertaining.
Yeah, and if you're into spoilers, like, just, it's been on my page, but at the beginning of the next episode, Luke S. will stop her during the rose ceremony and excuse himself because he's not cool with the way she handled things.
Don't blame him.
Yeah, he's standing up for himself and he's sending him. And I respect it, so.
I respect that a lot. And I really like that he did that and didn't. I don't know if she would have sent him home, but I like that he was like, I'm not okay with this and it's not fair for you. Yeah, anyway.
Yeah, we also lose John Paul Jones.
No, I'm not ready.
I know. And off the top of my head, I can't remember who else. One of the, I just can't remember right now. Sorry, but it's all on the page. Whatever.
Well, it's going to be a good one. Next episode. I'm excited. It was a good episode.
We're excited for next week.
Very pumped. So, very excited. So who's your current favorite?
Mike. Mike's not going to win though. Right. I love Mike, but he's not going to win. Favorite to win would probably be either Jed or Tyler.
But favorite in general.
Mike.
I like a lot of them. Like this episode, I even was like, oh, Luke S. is kind of cool. I can't believe I didn't realize that. So I think it's hard to tell.
Yeah, still, my like, favorite this episode Connor. Was Garrett. Connor.
Normal Garrett.
They didn't show Connor at all. Sam
at all. His straight teeth. him and his straight teeth. I remember he's there.
His perfectly straight teeth. yeah, they didn't show him or Mateo or Devin. Like, they didn't show any of
No, like, because somebody took up all the damn time.
My style icon is not getting screened.
Although I will say, as much as I think Connor's cute, I would say like getting to see other people's personalities is making me favor them more. So,
well, yeah, Peter's still my
shocker.
Can't even talk about
a lot of him either, and I want to see more of him too.
Pilot Pete,
whoop whoop, I love you. But yeah, that's okay. It. That's how I feel.
All right, guys. Well,
if you haven't already, please follow the Instagram account at bachelor.spoilers. That's bachelor.spoilers. One more time for the folks in the back. That's bachelor.spoilers. We also have a podcast name that I will only say once. It's roses_tell_all.
Well, that's our Instagram name. You said podcast name.
Whoops. So I'll say it again. The Instagram handle is roses_tell_all. So if you want to follow that for, I don't know why, but you could.
Just for fun little updates.
Just little updates here and there.
Clips.
Updates. Yeah. So for Bachelor Sam and Bachelor Jen.
And Bachelorette Tubes.
I'm Tubes. And we will see you next time. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.